not funky. Right.
It's not overly charred. It's not really toasted.
Right.
It's
right. If you were going to go to a lumber yard and smell a piece of oak, that's what it's like.
Yeah. That's so the palate, it's rich too. And mouth coating with the woodiness from the oak is there. It's huge woodiness here.
This is a family show. Please stop talking about your woodiness.
Well, I get orange and like a little bit of a cherry bomb there. The finish is quite long. I'm going to put some water in that. And there's a little bit of chocolate coming out, cherries and chocolate on the finish. And oh yeah, this is just gorgeous.
The funny thing is that queen oak is on the nose, but you get that bit of a old, funky oak.
That old funk on the palate.
On the palate.
Yeah, you're right.
There's two entirely different kinds of oak, one on the nose and one on the palate, but you get that funk.
Also on the palate, you get some leather. I get some leather and the vanilla and cherry.
I'm not getting as much leather as like on the last one. This is more clean.
Really kind of old, worn out leather.
It's... The old funkiness really comes through with this, really kind of brings it out.
Like an old suede jacket?
Yeah, you know, like, it's beautiful. There's nothing wrong with this at all. It's just pleasant.
No, it's a delightful whiskey. It's beautifully made. It's just...
I want to say, when I first tasted this, I did not love this as much as you guys. And now with air and water, oh my God.
It is just, I had a little bit of time.
This is not a pour and drink. This is a pour and sit.
Yeah, savor whiskey. Savor this whiskey.
Yep. Yeah, well, it sat in that cask for a long time and needs a little time to get itself arranged.
It took 19 years to get to you. Let it sit there a little bit and enjoy it.
At least 19 minutes.
Mm. Let it enjoy itself for a little bit.
If you could find it. Unfortunately, it's going to be almost impossible to find.
It's totally unobtainium. A lot of stores in Florida got one bottle maximum, maybe two. So
this is if you're the lucky one that got one, you're in good shape. It's just, it's everything that you want in an older whiskey, and none of the stuff you don't want in an older whiskey. It's just so well put together.
I was drinking a 20-year-old last night that wasn't anywhere near as good as this.
No, this one's fantastic. Well, we're going to be rating the Old Fitzgerald Bottled in Bond Fall 2022 release, a well-deserved 5 cents.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
And the reason we're doing the fall release now is because we didn't get it until the very end of the year, beginning of 2023. So they came out kind of late, at least the ones, the samples that we got.
Yeah, they came out late. I'm surprised they sent it to us.
This is like one of them we would usually do on our fall release series, but... didn't make it for that. Same thing with a couple of the others on this show. So, and we're going to be back to discuss some more whiskey.
Just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. As slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath. Stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right. Keep your eyes on the road, my darling. Wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead. With a view.
Hey, and we're back, and we're discussing some fantastic whiskeys. We just finished talking about the Old Fitzgerald Bottled and Bond Fall 2022 release, which was amazing. And we're going to have Brent tell us about our next whiskey.
Okay, get ready to play some fine music on this one, because this is the Parker's Heritage 2022. 66.1% ABV, 132.2 proof. It's uncut, non-chill filtered. The mash bill is 78% corn, 10% rye, and 12% malted barley. So this is the 16th edition of the Parker's Heritage Collection called the Double Barreled Blend. It consists of 67% of 13-year-old Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey that has been double-barreled for 4 weeks and then blended post-aging with a 33% 15-year-old Kentucky Straight Bourbon Whiskey. The 13-year-old bourbon from barrels produced in December 2008 was aged on the 5th to 7th floors of Rickhouse Q and then re-barreled into new American white oak barrels with a level 3 char for 4 weeks. Then it was later blended with 15-year-old bourbon from barrels produced in January 2007, aged on the 2nd and 5th floors of Rickhouse 2. Like all the previous releases in the collection, a portion of the proceeds will continue to support ALS research and patient care in honor of Parker Beam, Master Distiller Emeritus. That too. With more than 1 million contributed across the Parker's Heritage Collection since 2013.
This is such a weird oak regimen.
Strange.
Well, I mean, you know, when you just read about what they did, the places, you know, the four different locations they got it from, the multi-years that they got it from, double oak, double barreling it.
Why were they doing that? Was
double
it
barreling
up?
It, and no,
were they
I mean,
trying to fix something.
It was a cover up.
He always does too. You're covering it up. Stuff. You know?
I don't. I mean, it did a lot to this. Mm-hmm. You know, so on the nose.
It's my ex-wife's name's tattooed. I've changed it to my daughter's name.
Pretty much.
So on the nose on this one, it's very much, you get a lot of oak on the nose. And then you get the butterscotch, the caramel.
And then you get some oak and some more oak and then a little bit of oak.
And you get a little bit of cherries in there, some dark cherries on there and stuff. On the palate, high oak. I mean, we are talking, this is probably the most oak tannin bourbon that I've had. So if you want wood, this is it. You know, you get some spiciness to it, a little bit of sweetness from vanilla.
I
should
go to Home Depot to buy a couple 2x4s, but yeah, you can't make it there.
How did no one say that's what she said?
You can chew on some wood and you would have the same effect, you know. But this is nice. You know, if you like this stuff, this is a really nice. Yeah.
It's just different. It's not mainstream. Yeah. It's not quite geek, but it's not mainstream. It's just very heavily wooded.
Yeah, and the finish, you get some. You get a little bit of like that bitter chocolate, that dark chocolate on there. Yeah, you know, and some a little bit of like a pepper.
The cherry did come out a little bit too.
So
yeah, I really saw the cherries. But
I get the cherry on the finish.
It's a beautiful expression. It's nice to have something like this come out again that's so different and so enjoyable. You know,
well, they really went the extra mile to make it different and woody.
And woody.
And I think they accomplished that very much so. What do you think, Harm?
I mean, I've contributed as much as I'm going to contribute, man. It's okay, different. Justin? It's woody.
I got like Winn-Dixie cream soda on the nose, along with the butterscotch and the caramel.
And there's no cream soda here. It doesn't matter what grocery store it's from. Where are you pulling that from?
Quick check.
Butterscotch
from Winn-Dixie.
Yeah.
Quick check.
Oh, they have the cream soda. Yeah, the quick check. On the palate, I got like heavy wood, spicy notes. It was really beautiful, but I liked how the nose just kind of hinted there was something interesting, and then the palate said, yeah, there's really something
interesting. You know what? I don't smoke cigars, but I would smoke a cigar with this.
I don't know that. This is so heavy wood for a cigar. You'd have to have a very mild cigar to go with it. It's
Connecticut.
It's got to be super mild to go with this one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. You wouldn't want a big, big heavy.
You wouldn't want a Churchill Maduro with this.
Right.
No, it overpower it.
Right.
No, I'm digging it. You know, you get in moods, and
this whole show's been contentious.
That heavy kind of oak mood anyway, but I get a little like a like a perfumey flower thing on the tip of the nose.
There's more flowers in the last one.
Let's take a vote. Who thinks Bob's always in a mood?
Has anyone seen a picture of Bob smiling?
Never.
Not once.
It doesn't exist.
Man,
2 out of every 100 pictures, he's smiling.
Not even 2.
Baloney.
And I have the 2.
Baloney.
You have them.
Produce them.
You've used them as blackmail.
Produce them.
Blackmail, no. I will. Mm. I'll be on Facebook.
Oh. Yeah,
right? I mean,
the oak is huge, but it's not, you know,
the tan is not so drying that you can't drink it.
Yeah,
But the oak flavor is
huge.
Big.
Yeah. And that's the thing. How do you get that much oak in it and not get that much extraction, that much tannin?
The tannin.
And the finish on it is just like, oh, God.
So oak brings you vanillin, lignins, and tannins, and something else I can't remember the name of.
Magic bourbon.
You've been drinking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's it's a very, very pretty whiskey. Absolutely pretty whiskey. So we're going to be
as pretty as that skirt
it's
on
handsome.
You today.
Handsome.
We're going to be rating the Parker's Heritage Collection, a well-deserved four sips.
That's classified.
So we're going to have Justin tell us about our next whiskey.
Oh, my God. Our next whiskey is...
Oh, my.
Thank you, Justin. It's been really nice hearing from you today.
Heaven Hill Heritage 20-Year Corn Whiskey. It's 50.
I've never seen one.
You're going to see one today, my friend.
Have you ever seen one before today?
They sent us a tiny sample,
dude. I have not seen one before today.
They sent us full bottle. They sent a tiny sample.
Let's not be critical.
No. We want to thank them for sending this sample.
You got what you got.
Thank you.
Don't worry. Be happy.
It's although a 5-gallon bucket would be appreciated.
Yeah, we'll take that too.
55-gallon cask for me, thank you.
15.
Where'd you leave off?
57.5% alcohol by volume or 115 proof.
Woo!
It's 80% beautiful corn, 12% malted barley, and 8% rye.
Could it's, call it a bourbon. So, it has the very same mash bill as the last one.
So what? So corn whiskey has to be how much corn? If 80. You need corn whiskey.
80%.
Okay.
The last one was 67%.
So why not call this bourbon?
78.
Well, you can't.
Why not call this bourbon?
I think they could call it either one.
Yeah. This is what they chose.
Yeah.
So I think corn whiskey, I think mellow corn, which is, I don't understand why people drink it.
Mellow corn's amazing.
Delicious.
With a Twinkie.
Stop it.
Delicious,
you are a Twinkie.
Yeah.
Okay, I am a Twinkie, but okay, go on. A Twinkie. The newest release from the Heaven Hill Heritage Collection, the 20-year corn whiskey features some of the distillery's oldest inventory of aging whiskey. This release is made up entirely of 110 barrels produced in October of 2002, pulled from the third floor of Rick House 1K. So on the
That's
nose...
That's pretty awesome.
I mean, that many barrels from one floor and from one year.
Unreal. On the nose,
21 years ago.
Rhubarb, a little bit of menthol, prunes, pine cones on the palate, corn nuts, cream. The finish was unreal, and I got just a little bit of rye in the end. I'm in love with this whiskey. And what did you think, Maury?
I'm speechless. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a really interesting whiskey. Nobody has a 20-year corn whiskey on their shelf.
I don't get corn nuts on the nose.
We do in the basement today.
I don't get a lot of corn, period.
Period, right.
For a whiskey that's 78% corn.
80%
corn. Well, 80% corn. It just doesn't drink like a corn bomb.
No.
It doesn't drink like corn pops.
The other thing, 20 years worth of aging.
And it's a low floor.
The other thing that surprised me is, you know, Heaven Hill is very, very much into the bottle and bond. So I was kind of surprised that they, you know, that they did this one at 115 proof.
Oh, but so, any less, it would be flat.
A crime.
Yeah, did anybody get cherry cola on the nose?
Yeah. On the palate, I got it.
I got cherry cola on the nose.
Oh, I get a little bit now. The little bit of cherry and pine cone I get.
Yeah.
It's picked up some beautiful color from the barrel.
This deep mahogany,
you guys didn't really talk about.
It's not deep mahogany.
This one is so creamy in the mouthfeel.
It's burnished copper. Come on, man.
It's just the creaminess in the mouthfeel. This just goes on and on and on. And then all of a sudden, it just develops a couple dry spots on the side of your mouth.
Yeah.
And that's when you know you need to have another sip.
Right, more.
Another pour, you know? It's like telling you, okay.
Where's the bottle?
Pour me another one here, right. You know? That's what...
Does anybody have the bottle?
That's here.
It's just a great expression.
Is it the round one?
Creamy and smooth. Vanilla, cherry, long, long finish.
Yeah, well, the thing you have to remember is...
I cannot believe how good this is for a freaking corn whiskey.
Corn whiskey isn't just...
It just goes to show you don't need other grains.
Corn whiskey isn't just the amount of corn, okay? 80% of corn or higher has to be, but it also has to either be in uncharred or previously used charred barrels. So...
this can't be bourbon. These are used barrels?
You can't... No, uncharred. New or previously used barrels, one or the other. So the 80% corn does not disqualify from it being called a bourbon. You can have 98% corn, and if you put it into a new charred oak barrel
container,
then it is bourbon. But in this case, if it's corn whiskey, then it's either new barrels that are not charred or it's previously used barrels.
So they could be, so these could
and
be,
and it has to be 80% corn or higher. So
we don't know what the barrel would.
Yeah, I don't know what the barrel wood is, but I don't care.
Well, it doesn't really matter.
I don't care.
It doesn't matter.
Because let me tell you, if they're doing exactly the same thing to mellow corn, please stop selling it for the next about 10 or 12 years and just put this out, because this is absolutely stunning. I mean, damn, this is good. It's just, oh, menthol and cherry on the nose.
But it's improved with air. I would say you got to be patient. Do not pour this and drink good. It down.
Well, as great as it is when it comes out of the bottle, and it gets better with it coming. I mean, if it...
It had that pine straw, forest floor kind of back hint on the nose, that, and that's pretty much blown off. But
I didn't get as much pine as you
it
guys.
Was very
more candy.
It wasn't pine like the green part of pine. It was like, you know, the pine straw on the ground. But on the palate, it's just wow.
Mm. Yeah, okay, I'll give you pine straw. Wow. Exactly, wow. This is just candy. Well,
where are we
going to
rate this one, Bob?
That's so good.
These go to 11.
But that would be my choice, but unfortunately, we only go to 5, so we're going to be rating the Heaven Hill Heritage Collection 20-year corn whiskey a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, good luck finding
it. Yeah, it's a unicorn. If you have yacht money, buy it.
Yeah. Well, if it, you know, was that available, it probably wouldn't taste that good. There's a reason it tastes so good. Is there's not a lot of it, you know.
110 barrels.
Yeah.
That's a lot of bottles.
That's what depends on the Angel Share.
Yeah, 20 years.
Angel Share, yeah.
Yeah, you have any bottles?
That's why I intend to get 5 bottles, because I've got the yacht money.
Okay, yacht man.
Thank you, Robin.
All right, Harm, tell us about our last one and make it quick. We're running out of time.
We're running out of time. A. Smith Bowman Cask Strength Batch Number 2, 72.25%
ABV. Thanks,
nice
having you
144.5% today. 144.5 proof.
Ooh,
age
a
minimum of 10 years. Barrels are hand-selected by master distiller Brian Pruitt and David Bach. The second release in this series is uncut, non-chill filtered. The color is a beautiful burnished copper. And this is basically owned by Buffalo Trace. They send it to Bowman where they distill it one more time. And then they do their own aging. This is cherry and toast, leather and caramel, and on the palate, all the fruits, apple, apricot, cherry, orange, vanilla, toasted nuts, floral notes. It's really good wood, but not like as woody as the other ones. And the finish is just infinite. It goes on and on and on and on. Quickly, Brent, go.
It's a different wood char than the other one that you're saying. And this is just beautiful. It's just it's some nice, beautiful mouthfeel. You get a long-lasting finish. I love where they've gone with this. I was able to visit them, their distillery, just
recently.
About a couple weeks ago, yeah.
And you didn't bring one of these back now, did you?
Well, I brought
back... By the way, I tasted no water. I did not put a single drop of water in this.
Oh, no,
you cannot tell it's 144.
No, it's...
It does not drink like 144.
Right. I'm going to try some with water now.
In a million years, you would never know what the proof on this was. No.
Yeah, you couldn't guess this one, you know. But, yeah, all those fruits, all the wood flavors, the long finish. There's nothing to say bad about this one. It's very enjoyable.
Now, they nailed it.
Yeah.
Beautifully done.
The only bad thing is I don't have a case of it. That's the bad thing.
Yeah.
Worse than that is I don't even have a single bottle.
I just added quite a bit of water. Did not touch this. It just gets better. It didn't bring down the... I mean, it's amazing.
Well, we did the first release of their cask strength, and it was outstanding. So when this second batch came in, I reached out and said, could we please have a sample? We'd love to do it on the show.
Still amazing.
And thinking, you know, could it possibly be as good as the last one? I think this one's actually better than the last one. It's fantastic. It hits every note. And again, at 144, almost 145 proof, You'd never know.
Holy smokes.
You'd never know.
I did some sacrilege here. I'm 50% whiskey, 50% water. It still tastes amazing.
Hazmat.
And huge long finish.
That is sacrilegious.
This is a hazmat with flavor.
I put one drop of water in it. It was better without the water. But
no,
you should be banished, Harm. 50-50 dilution.
50-50 what they taste. It's what the master distiller tastes when they do barrel samples.
And we are going to rate it.
We are going to rate the A. Smith Bowman Cask Strength Batch Number 2 a well-deserved 5 sips.
Oh, my goodness. Yes.
Guys, keep doing what you're doing because that one was stunning. So, well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank our co-host for joining us. Actually, you should be thanking me for joining us on this one. Kiss my ring. After what you guys just tried. Thank you, Brent.
Thank you for allowing me to the pleasure of letting you watch me drink bourbon.
It's not you, it's me. No, actually, it's not me. It is you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And thank you, Maury.
On that note, I'll simply say thank you, Bob. Another spectacular morning in the damp, dark, drippy basement.
Thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Amazing morning in the basement. Wow.
And thank you, Harm.
Call me an Uber, please.
Look, this isn't a Romulan labor camp. I don't have to answer your questions.
Yeah. I thought we called him Mr. Bitter, not Uber.
No, don't call me an Uber. I'm just going to take a little position on the couch there for a little bit.
This is Madman Bob, and thanks for joining us.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast, Sip Suds and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
Thank you. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Radio. It's Burnaby.